Hallelujah. Glory to God. At Fairland, when we have a service like this, we just turn loose and let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. I appreciate your faithfulness in coming, the home folks. I appreciate your goodness to us in every way. Brother and Sister Savage has been good to us in their home. I appreciate them so very much. Isn't it good to feel God's power, presence? Hallelujah. I want you to turn to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews. The Bible tells us that many men did mighty things by faith. Hallelujah. I want to preach from these few scriptures tonight as the Lord would help us. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it tells us about Noah in the very beginning. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Lord, take your word tonight and let it go home to the hearts of the people. Help us to be as Noah, to do those things that are right. In Jesus' name. Amen. This seventh verse of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews don't tell us too much about Noah, except he had faith and that he was warned of God of things not seen as yet. And on the strength of that, he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Let's turn to the book of Genesis and look at that a while tonight. Genesis chapter 6, I believe. Chapter 6. The Bible tells us God looked down and saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God saw, verse 5, that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, creeping things, fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. God had a man that loved him, that had faith. And the Bible said he had three sons. The earth was corrupt, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. Pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of the ark, the breadth of it, 50 cubits. And the height of it, 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. And they shall be male and female. In the New Testament, Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. I've told you several nights and mentioned the condition of our world, and especially our nation. It is corrupt. I'm working on a building. How about you? Hallelujah. Glory. You know, when God spoke to Noah and told him to build this, this was a monstrosity of a project. But Noah started. God told him to build it, gave him the dimensions of it, told him that a door was going to be in the side, and that there would be a window in the top. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. The high schoolers there at Falk, our young people, and all I've ever done is pastor the Fairland Church at Falk. But now things has changed among our young people. I don't know whether you all are having that trouble or not, or what our public schools is teaching our young people. I know not, but I know it's not the same. Amen. You're right, brother. I can pass by one of those young men, fine, strong young men, and I admire youth. They've got the strength. I can walk right past them, Brother Paul, and I say, "How you doing today, son?" And he keeps walking with his head up and acts like I have never said a thing. I've tried it. It wasn't just for that one boy. I've tried it several times. What is it? Our public schools is getting our children into. No fear of God. Think nothing of committing adultery and fornication. Throwing their lives away. And if you was to try to admonish them in a good way and try to talk to them and tell them, says, "I love you. And I would love to see you saved." He said, "I don't believe that. I don't believe it. Neither did the people in Noah's day believe him. He told them that the flood is coming." Was it Enoch had a son and he called his name Methuselah? I believe I've got it right. And his name meant when he dies, the deluge will come. God has always timed things. And the way I'm feeling it in my soul, and I look at the scriptures being fulfilled right and left, I feel like the coming of Jesus is at hand. I don't care if, now I do care, but it won't affect me if they don't speak to me. Now, everybody at Falk is not like that. It's the young people that are being indoctrinated with something. I know the TV has educated a lot of our young people, and they have thrown their lives away. Amen. I believe God wants us to be encouraged, church. And I don't want you to let this message discourage you. I'm preaching to somebody tonight that needs the Lord. And I'm going to try to get you to see that the most important thing in your life is to be ready when the trumpet sounds and Jesus comes on the clouds of glory. I want you to be ready. I've seen young people hide behind the church and get out yonder and live off of. Come back into the church and try to hide behind the church. That will never do. Can you see Noah searching for gopher wood in those woods? He didn't say pine or oak or locust or anything like that. He said, "I want you to make it out of gopher wood." That's what Noah done, was he made it of gopher wood. I don't know who helped him. His three sons might have. And he might have had some help from the community and around the countryside. I don't see how Noah could have done it by himself. When all of those timbers was cut and hewn away to size. Hallelujah. So high, so long, and so wide. A door in the side and a window in the top. Glory be to Jesus. Glory to God. It was an escape. It was a thing of deliverance. Now I want you to keep in mind, there was only one family saved in the end. All of those men that helped, because they didn't believe, they didn't get on. Can you see that thing going up? I don't know. I never checked. But I don't know how long it took Noah to build that ark. But it was a good long while. But finally one day, he took that last peg with his wooden mallet. And he wham, 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 and drove it up to the peg's rim. The door was in the side. The window was in the top. You know, I believe Noah at one time had a bunch of people in that part of the country come around and says, Noah, says, what are you doing? He says, I'm building a boat. They said, well, my boat here? He said, yes, here, right here. He's not banking on hauling that thing to the ocean. God said he's going to send the deluge of flood upon this world. Hallelujah. Lord God, help that young man. Oh, God. Help that young man, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I done forgot where I was. Noah finished it. God was merciful to those people. The Bible says God waited and had patience. The long suffering of the Lord waited for that generation, and they failed to obtain and to receive that, to walk on board. They refused the invitation. They said no. They said no doubt. I don't know how many times they called him the crazy man. Now that's me. That's me. No, you have lost your mind to build a big old boat like this. Away from water, you will never get this thing hauled to the ocean. Noah said, I'm depending on the Lord. Glory to God. He's helped me this far. Hallelujah. He'll help me the rest of the way. Whoa, hallelujah. Don't you ever let anyone discourage you. You keep on working on the building. Keep on hammering. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on working on the building. All over this country, among our holiness people, their people are so few that when I go, I will never refuse to go to any church, no matter how small it is. I'm preaching to you tonight just like if I were preaching in a camp meeting. I'm not going to cut y'all short just because the crowd is small. And I want you to know I appreciate you coming, Brother Childers. I appreciate this Brother Comer coming. Glory be to God. I think we need preaching, even if it's 15 or 20. And I'm going to do it just like if I was in a camp meeting. I'm a working on the building. What about you? It's going to be finished after a while. Glory be to God. The last effort is going to be put forth. And you're going to hear something. And it's a trumpet. You're standing now. Next second or two, you're rising to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming, folks. One of the prophecies of the last days is there shall be a great falling away. Amen. If I could just encourage this church just a little bit, I'll go away from here shouting. Hallelujah! Glory. God told Noah, says, yet 7 days, Noah. It says, it's coming. Brother with Noah. Yeah, I believe he warned everybody he come in contact with. You hadn't got but 7 more days. You haven't got long. The deluge is coming. The flood's going to overflow this world. And I want you to know the coming of Jesus Christ is going to affect this whole world. Backsliders are going to run the streets, come to the empty churches and cry and weep and said, I knew better. I should have gotten saved. You might not realize what it is tonight to be lost. Man is made in a triune body, soul, and spirit. You let that day and that hour come upon you. That is it. If you die before then, that body that you take wonderful care of to make it look as good as we possibly can, this here you see of me, it may not look good to you, but I tell you what, this old body is going back to the dust from whence it came. Your soul is going to wing away somewhere between two places, heaven or hell, and the spirit will return unto God who gave it. When your mother conceived you and you were born, you will never, never, ever cease to be you. No, I've heard of people burning themselves up in houses to get away from it all. you ain't going to get away from nothing. They're just waiting on a hotter flame. They think if they're burned to ashes, and nothing will ever find them. That burned up in that house is the least part of you. That soul that is eternal, that soul that never dies, is the greater part of you. It's going to live forever. John saw souls under the altar that were crying and saying, I thought so. Now, y'all forgive me for my ignorance. When I first got saved, I thought your soul, I knew there was a body, and I knew there was a soul and a spirit. I thought that my soul was just a little old ball in me, rolling around here and yonder. Now, that's actually what I thought. I believe the real you is right on up into these arms, these fingers, and the least part of you is what you're clothed in tonight. Amen. Let them make fun if they want to. It doesn't matter. Let them say what they want to say. It doesn't matter. Saints of God, don't you let it discourage you. You keep on working. I believe old Noah took a lot of things. But he was a righteous man. God spoke to him. He moved with fear to the saving of his house. And not only his house, but the whole world. Every one of us descended from Noah. You would not be here tonight if it hadn't have been for that righteous man. Amen. Glory. He said, boys, you don't have it just a few days now. I told you 3 days ago, you only got 4 more days. Ah, Noah, get away from here. Get away from here with that God stuff. Get away. I'll tell you what, Noah says, it's a little bit more than that, boys. Hey, it got around in the community. Hey, boys, says it's Noah said it's going to be 7 days before the flood comes. What do you say we'll pack a lunch and go out and see what happens? Some says, I believe I'll go a day or so early and take more than just a sack lunch. I'll just take a basket of stuff and I'll just stay over there and watch. Brother, when God began to call all of those animals, I don't know what day it was, but here they come marching in 2 by 2. Nobody driving them, nobody looking them up, but here they come 2 by 2 and marched up the gangplank right on into the place where they belong. That was God's creation. He can guide his creation. And brother, their eyes popped out. And somebody, one of those old guys says, you got something to drink? I am getting hot. Yeah, I imagine something was rolling up here too, getting red hot. It might be that Noah might have knew what he was talking about. When you tell people we're going to be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and our Savior's going to come after us, and all the saints from Adam up until the time he makes a shout, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We won't ever be separated from Him. Whoa! We'll never be separated. Thank God. What about being with the Lord the rest of the time? The 1,000-year reign, millennial reign, and then on and on and on and on. We'll be with the Lord. People in this world don't believe it. Especially the people that thinks they're smart. They don't believe it. Impossible. Raising the dead? Forget it. Rain, Noah? You mean rain enough to lift up this big thing that you have built? He said, yes. He said, get away from me. The sixth day, everything was just about set. Noah and his family went on board. Hallelujah. The seventh day was the great day. And I guarantee you there were thousands of people there to see whether the big boat was going to float or not. Somebody said, well, Brother Ben says, does the Bible really say those things? Well, I know that when the rain comes, the boat's going to rise, right? And the Bible said it was coming. The deluge was coming. Methuselah had done died. And here comes the wrath of God upon this world. Hallelujah. So they were there. They got to eating on that seventh day. And laughing and making fun. And somebody saw that door closing. Slowly it was closing. And somebody screamed out and said, look, the door's closing. Noah told us it would. But I want you to know, brother, you talking about cold chills running over people. It's when they saw the hand of God. God shut that door. Amen. Nobody had to. They say they didn't see a hand. God was in the arrangement. He gave the blueprint. God give Noah the strength to build that big boat. Hallelujah. Pitched within and without. And about that time, that door slammed. And people ran. You say, how do you know they ran, Brother Ben? I believe human nature. They're going to see how in the world that did that. I tell you, oh man, I tell you, isn't it going to be pitiful when young people goes to their homes and their daddy and mama were saved and they walk in the door and they scream, Mama, Daddy, are you here? No sound. And they could see where supper was already on the stove cooking. Now, this is my imagination. Y'all don't go home and try to look this up in the Bible because you won't find it. But what a mess this old world is going to be in. People screaming and crying, wringing their hands. Said, why? Did I wait too long? One of them looked over at the other and says, Noah tried to tell us.
That's right. That's right.
And we were so mean to him.
That's right.
My Lord and my God. What horror. What a shape men got in. There was Noah, his three sons and three wives, their wives. The Bible said wherein eight souls were saved. Hallelujah. It rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah, they begin to bubble up. The deep, it was coming up from beneath also. And it was coming down from heaven. I'm going to run a little bit ahead. Now, this is my mind. There was a couple and their little baby climbed this mountain. First, they climbed a tree. And they saw it was going to come up the tree. They got down and went a little bit higher up the mountain. And it kept getting higher and higher. Finally, that man looked at his wife and says, Mama, I am wore out. I don't know whether I can go much farther or not. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Mama, I wished I would have listened to Noah. That man told us the truth, and we didn't believe it. As that man took that little baby when his wife got so weary she couldn't hardly go anymore, finally they reached the top of that mountain and there was nowhere else to go. And it come, lapping on their feet, coming up their legs, to their waist, to their shoulders. And he says, Mama, what are we going to do with the baby? She said, I don't know. And it came on up. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of his eye, he saw his wife weakened by that climb up the mountain and fighting the waves. Finally, she was gone. And so the man struggled as long as he could. He held that baby up that he loved so dearly. And finally, after a little bit, he became so weary, he couldn't stand it no more. And he went down. The last man and the last baby. Amen. Was out of sight. And just the rippling of the waters and the waves was all that could be seen. Not a bird left. Not a soul left. Not an animal escaped the flood. Every living creature died in the flood. Everything stopped breathing except Noah, his wife, three sons, and their wives. Noah moved by faith, and he did what God told him to do. I'm going to ask you that are not saved here tonight, Are you going to wait too late until the flood waters, the tribulation period, engulfs you? Jesus, come and you not be ready. I believe there are people going to churches that know they're not living right. Just playing the part. Oh, God, don't you feel for them? When the trumpet sounds, they're not going to have the right thing within them to answer the call and go when Jesus comes. Oh, God, I want every head bowed. Lord, Lord, I want you to help. Oh, God, this earth, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. This earth is corrupt before thee, Lord. And I know this earth is filled with violence. Just the last few days, horrible things has happened right here in our nation. It is filled with violence. God, you're looking down. Oh, God, you're seeing the corruption. You see that all flesh is being corrupted. And we know it's going to take a life of righteousness to make it. And if there's somebody here tonight that is not ready, I pray that you will deal with them. I pray that you will talk to them in Jesus' name. Amen. While every head's bowed, every child of God praying. Oh, God, friend, if you're here tonight, and you know you're not ready to meet Jesus, please make ready. Please ask the Lord to help you. Please say yes to God tonight. Won't you come? I feel like there are those that are here tonight needs to come. Why don't you get up from your seat right now? Get up from your seat right now and come. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will help you. Don't wait until it's too late. Amen. Raise your hand, church, and pray again. I want you to pray again. There's somebody needs to come. There's somebody that needs to come. The Holy Ghost is here tonight speaking to souls in this building right now. Why don't you obey the call? Obey the call and get up and come on right now in the name of Jesus. Don't wait till it's too late. Please don't wait till it's too late. Please give your heart to Jesus. Please give your heart to the Lord. Saints, I want you to keep praying. I believe they're going to come. I believe they want to come. I don't believe they want to be lost. Come on right now in the name of Jesus. Come on in the name of Jesus. Come on in the name of Jesus. The Lord wants to help you. The Lord wants to help you. Come on in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. I want everybody to stand. Church, I want you to continue to pray. How many of you believes that one soul is worth more than a million worlds? One soul is worth more than a million worlds. And I'd like to see you come tonight. Come on, sinner friend. Say, Brother Ben, I don't feel like I'm just right ready. And I want to get ready. I want to make my calling and election sure. Why don't you come on right now? The Lord wants you. Do you want Him? The Lord wants you. Do you want Him? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Jesus. I want those of you that need the Holy Ghost, you come. Why don't you come first? Why don't you come first? Those of you that want the Holy Ghost. Young people, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Why don't you come right now? Why don't you come first? You need the Holy Ghost tonight. Why don't you come? Brother Ben, I'd like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Sinner friend, why don't you come on with these that have come? Why don't you come on right now in the name of the Lord? Oh, the Lord wants to help you. The Lord wants to help you. Come on in the name of Jesus. Come on in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Years ago, I was preaching a revival in Alabama. And this young lady's daddy was a holiness preacher. And I was preaching a revival in St. Stephens, Alabama. And this young lady was there that night. Several nights God dealt with her. But this night seemed like was special. And she refused. And I closed the revival out and I went home. And I think I said some things to Sister Shaw. I hope, and I called her name, that she didn't wait until it was too late. Several nights after that revival, her and some more young people were in a car. And they'd been out, I reckon, painting the town. And on the way back home, whoever was driving was driving a dangerous speed. And he came around the curve. And he lost control of that car. And it went end over end. And the car behind this car said it looked like a big bird when those doors opened. Back in that day and time, there was no belts, seat belts, and safety features like our cars has got now. And that girl went out of that automobile, skidded down the highway, and tell me that she was in awful, awful condition. And when they got to her and they turned her over, blood was easing out of her mouth. That girl died by the side of the highway and just came out of a revival where people were getting saved. People were coming to the altar. People were being blessed, and she rebelled and refused. I reckon she had other things on her mind, maybe just like these here tonight. You think you got a long time to live, but it may be just a few days and you'll be gone. When they called me, I can't tell you how my heart ached. And the first thing I said, I says, oh, and I called her name. I said, if you would have just gotten up and walked those few steps down to the altar. I says, oh, girl, it didn't have to be this way. I want you to know the door is wide open for you tonight. The door of mercy is open tonight. It matters not what you have done, how deep in sin you have gone. The precious blood of Jesus has still got power to wash every sin and all the guilt away from your life. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Oh God. I want all of our young people to come. I know some of you is helping with this dear young man here tonight. Come on, young folks. Let's all get in the altar this tonight. I want to call our young people first. Come on, young folks. Come on to the altar. Come on and go to the altar. Come on. Come on. Come on, young people. Come on, young people. Oh, catch a hold of it and climb a little bit higher. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why don't you come, sinner friend? Why don't you come and heed the preaching of the word of the God of heaven? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, moms and dads. Let's gather in around our young people here tonight. Come on, moms. Come on, dads. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, don't leave this service tonight unsaved, but come to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, oh God. Thank you.
than we ever have before. Oh, thank you.